Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host Sue London overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Now, here's your host, Sue London.
Welcome to Get Inspired Radio. I'm not Sue London. Sue London is away this week. I'm Karen Hager, and I am very happy to be your host for the next hour. I hope you hear something in the next 60 minutes that inspires you, that lights you up, that brings you insight so that you can get the tools that you need to change your life, change your approach, shift your perspective. Now, parenting can be challenging and rewarding and exhausting and unbelievably fulfilling, and sometimes all that can happen in the space of about 30 seconds. And for parents of children who are highly sensitive kids, who are indigo kids, those parents face extra challenges and also some wonderful new experiences too. So how can we help our children thrive? My guest on today's show is author and counselor Maureen Dawn Healy. Her specialty is helping parents and their highly sensitive children thrive in today's world. She's the author of Energetic Keys to Indigo Kids, Your Guide to Raising and Resonating with the New Children, and she's open to answering your parenting questions on the air. You can connect with us here at 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819 if you'd like to connect with Maureen on the air. And if you're curious about who is this strange guest host who's sitting in for Sue, you can head over to KarenHager.com and find out. What I do is connect with people to bring through compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive guidance. I teach classes to help you get in touch with your own natural intuition, and you've got it, by the way, believe me. I teach about healing and lifting energetic blocks, about gratitude, abundance, relationships, and lots more. So if you want to go poking around in my little corner of the internet, I'm at KarenHager.com. And now, Maureen Dawn Healy is an author, speaker, and healer working directly with parents and children. She specializes in helping highly sensitive and intuitive kids thrive. You may have seen her work at Psychology Today, PBS, or through her books, Growing Happy Kids, and her new book, The Energetic Keys to Indigo Kids. What's unique about Maureen is that she's worked with children in the U.S., Europe, and Asia. In 2007, she taught Tibetan refugee children in India, and she was fortunate enough to attend classes with His Holiness the 14th Dalai Lama. Maureen continues to be an avid learner, charismatic teacher, and a light-hearted spirit. You can find out more about Maureen and her work at growinghappykids.com. Maureen, welcome to Get Inspired Radio.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, my gosh, you're very welcome. Now, what is it that led you to this work, to this? Because you're not just writing books and thinking about this a little bit. You are passionately involved in helping parents and children. What led you to this work?
That's a great question. I mean, I started out my career counseling adults, and I found that they really acted like kids. So I really had to take seriously, I was working with COOs and CEOs, and it was fun work, and I learned a lot. But I thought, oh, well, why don't I work with children? Because when I help them, it can last their their whole lives, and also it's easier for them to change. It's just their nature. They're very resilient. So I went back to school for child psychology and really found that I loved working with sensitive children. I mean, that is, I was a very sensitive child and continue to be a sensitive adult. So it was just one of those things that I don't know if it found me or I found that type of work, but somehow it came together. And it still evolves. We know we all still animate our gifts in different ways, but certainly I'm passionate to help sensitive children succeed and thrive in this world that is sometimes not so sensitive.
Well, and this world can be, and I think I work a lot with sensitive adults, intuitive adults, and I think the world can be overwhelming, can sometimes be brutal, bruising, crushing to those of us who are intuitive, whether we are children or adults. Just being in the world can be overwhelming.
Well, absolutely, and of course the world is, and this is not to be negative, but it's a lot of fear-based stuff, so... You know, if you don't protect yourself energetically or learn how to navigate and handle your energy and emotions, you can be really stressed or depressed or anxious, all sorts of things.
Yes. Yes. And I know that you have experience also with energy work. You are a Reiki master. There are wonderful tips in this book, Energetic Keys to Indigo Kids, about helping children become more aware of and balance, use their energy. That's a big part of dealing with a difficult world too, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the thing is that, you know, I mean, the world is also a special and beautiful and magnificent place. But, you know, children who... and adults who are not aware of how to protect themselves energetically, it can be really challenging, like you said, because you could go into circumstances and situations and pick up either other people's stress, or if you see a bullying event, you know, you take that on and you just feel out of sorts, or you're not able to ground yourself. And, you know, there's lots of sorts of things that that adults and teachers and, you know, parents need assistance with these kids. And some of it's intuitive and some of it, you know, you really don't get until you read and go, yes, 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 that's it. So that's really why I wrote the book. And also because I've just seen more and more indigo kids in my office. I do a lot of counseling and healing work with parents and children. And I've just seen, you know, things can go really quickly in a good direction, or it can go in another direction that might be more challenging.
Now, the full title of this book, Energetic Keys to Indigo Kids, Your Guide to Raising and Resonating with the New Children. Are they new? Why are they here?
Well, I mean, are they new? I mean, I would say not necessarily, but I think that the idea is, you know, there's been sensitive people around for thousands and thousands and thousands of years, but the idea of indigos... you know, they're just coming to the planet in more numbers. And that type of energy is not only highly sensitive, but also has that fierce or warrior type quality with it as well. So they really need to know how to channel their energy and manage it, as well as they have a shared mindset with, like, for example, one thing that as a collective they really think about is, you know, they really prize honesty almost above all else and want things to be fair. So they've come here, you know, for great reason, but they have this intensity to them. And adults often know when they have a really intense child, someone who's very sensitive, but they might even use the word defiant or volatile or challenging. But so a child who has just high energy, high intensity, and high sensitivity, and that intensity or that energy can, you know, be, you know, used as a force for good, or can come out in a challenging way.
Mm. And it can create conflict, that warrior energy, that I uphold the truth, I fight for the truth, I insist on the truth, can actually lead to a lot of conflict.
Well, it can be a conflict, but also, like, you know, it usually comes out with a child saying, you know, I refuse to do that. Just defiance, you know, like it's time to go to bed. No, I refuse. I mean, all kids have that to a certain degree, but a child who has that sort of intensity, you know, they, for example, if they feel like they've been unfairly treated, it doesn't matter if you're a principal or a parent, they're going to tell you what they think. They have that sort of independence and that knowingness of the truth. They want that truth, and that will serve them. And sometimes, as we know, you know, maybe it's the best thing to do is to go with the flow sometimes. So it's really helping them navigate our world and also honor who they are.
Now, you're listening to Get Inspired Radio. I'm Karen Hager, sitting in for Sue London this week. My guest is Maureen Dawn Healing. Her new book, Energetic Keys to Indigo Kids. When we come back after this break, I'm going to ask Maureen about the difference between highly sensitive children and indigo kids, and we're going to start to get into some ways in which strategies for parents and children to work together to ease the passage, to make things better, so that we can work together to help our highly sensitive children thrive. It's Get Inspired Radio, and we'll be right back after this.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio hosts and motivational speakers Sue London. Thursdays on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
If you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, if you want a book that will change your life, then you won't want to miss getting Sandy Brewer's compelling memoir, Pursuit of a Light. Get it now in our holiday gift sale for only $9.97. Plus, receive Sandy's special gift to you of her amazing audio series, 6 Steps to Mastering the Art of Healing. Go to sandybrewer.com, click the book tab to place your order, and at checkout, use the coupon code HOLIDAY. Get the sale package valued at over $40 for only $9.97 today at sandybrewer.com.
Get your shift together with Dr. Joe Dispenza and Greg Braden Saturday, November 16th, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Seattle Center for Spiritual Living for this collaboration between two of the most inspiring teachers, highlighting their unique paths as they explore the latest scientific studies and how this information can empower you during this critical period of our history. Making a difference in the world starts with you. To register, go to joedispenza.com/events. That's joedispenza.com/events. Do you ever wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wholeness coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Tune in Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time.
Are you interested in learning about how to add more eco-conscious living into your life? Amy Tuwillis, broker and owner of Rhino Roz Realty, is dedicated to helping people buy and sell healthy homes. She strives to educate people on incorporating more green features into your environment. Rhino Roz Realty wants to be a resource before, during, and after a transaction. Whether someone is buying or selling a single-family home, multifamily, condo, or investment property, Rhino Roz can provide the service and knowledge that is needed to make informed decisions. For a free market analysis or more information about greening your home, contact Amy at rhinoroz.com, R-H-I-N-O-R-O-Z.com, or call 206-508-1250. Rhino Roz Realty, charging on your behalf in the Northwest.
Welcome back to Get Inspired Radio. You normally hear Sue London in this spot, but I am Karen Hager, and I'm sitting in for Sue London today. If you want to connect with Sue and her work and her website, find out what's coming next on the show, connect with the wonderful transformative coaching, the insight that Sue London can bring into your life, you can do that at AskSueLondon.com. Now, my guest on today's show is Maureen Dawn Healy. Her new book is The Energetic Keys to Indigo Kids, Your Guide to Raising and Resonating with the New Children. If you'd like to connect with us on the air, you can call 800-930-2819, 800-930-2819. Maybe you are the parent of a highly sensitive child. Maybe you are dealing with some of the conflicts or the challenges or some of the wonderful gifts that come from being the parent of one of these special kids. Maureen, is there a difference? We're saying highly sensitive, and we've said indigo. Mm-hmm. Are those two different things?
Yeah, highly sensitive is really what the mainstream parents and adults would call children who have a high sensitivity. And what they're referring to really is a sensitivity to, you know, like sensory input. So light, sound, touch, smell, can even be a sensitivity to environment and sensitivity to, you know, they are also typically sensitive to food, but just a sensitivity that when you say highly sensitive, you're referring to children who have a highly aware and very responsive nervous system to sensory input. For example, there was a child who I work with, his mom would like make a peanut butter sandwich in the kitchen on the first floor, and he'd be all the way on the second floor and he could smell the peanut butter. His smell was just acute. So they have just highly sensitive natures. And indigo is different. They have the high sensitivity without question, but they have more. In addition to highly sensitive, they have this intensity or fierce energy that we were talking about, and they also have a shared mindset. What I would love to do is just talk about just a few pieces of that puzzle. They have the high sensitivity. They'd be considered extremely energetic, gifted in certain areas. They have a need for fairness. They prize honesty almost above all else. They feel equal to authority, hate rules, refuse to do certain things, want special treatment. One of the key pieces is that intensity, that strong-willed, stubborn nature at times. Waver between grandiosity and low self-esteem. May be prone to depression, have high sensitivity, have sharpened intuition. Don't respond positively to authoritative parenting, like that do this because I said so, that never works out. Have a built-in BS detector. They tend to leave things incomplete. They cannot be rushed. It's sort of a funny word, but I said may have a fetish. So it's sort of like a quirk. Like I work with one child who only wanted to wear princess dresses, so they often have a quirk about them. They like playing alone. They get hooked on things and can't let go. They're independent at certain times, clingy at other times, and they seek meaningful relationships. So that's a long list, but I wanted to share that with you. It's from the book, The Energetic Keys to Indigo Kids. And the short list is really high sensitivity, giftedness in at least one area. It usually doesn't necessarily line up with traditional schools. They have incredible creativity, a strong energy of defiance, inner motivation. External motivation doesn't tend to work. Like if someone says, oh, you're going to be punished, they're like, okay, punish me, put me in my room with all my toys. You know, they really are more inner motivated. You have to figure out what they're looking for. And their intuitive intelligence is very high. So that's different than other sensitive kids that also have sensitivities and other sort of definitions. But I've just seen a lot of indigo kids with that intensity. So hopefully that's helpful.
Now, I shared with you off the air, when I began to read your book, I am the mother of one of these children, and I believe that I'm the mother of one of these indigo kids. Mm-hmm. My 10-year-old, it's just like everything that you're saying. I go, yes, 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 yes. Well, I know as his parent, I see his wonderfulness. I see his light. I see his imagination, his huge heart, his incredible intuition. And I see all the ways in which the world will smash him flat if we can't figure out a way together to help him be in the world and make the world better and be happy in the world without getting so crushed by it. Do you know what I mean when I say that?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, I have so much of this indigo energy, so I know it professionally and I sort of know it personally. So, I mean, I know that, you know, to be sensitive and also to develop your strengths and to be able to navigate your life, so like you're just saying, so that your sensitivity is a strength versus a handicap is very important.
How can we teach our children? How can we help our children become aware of their sensitivity and yet also adapt to, you talked in the book about teaching kids, like, this is how we do it on the planet Earth. Mm-hmm. How can we help them adapt to planet Earth?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. I mean, I think that they do need a mentor. I mean, I think that they're not going to just, quote unquote, figure it out on their own. That's sort of a path where there's sort of, like you said, bumps and bruises along the way. Not that there isn't ups and downs sometimes in life. But when they have a mentor, whether it's their parent, a family member, a teacher, a therapist, a coach, someone in their life who has similar sensitivities and has learned how to be successful with them, that's a huge benefit because they realize it sort of normalizes who they are. They're not like, I mean, of course they're different, and I think different is good, but they, you know, you don't want to feel like, oh gosh, I don't fit in. You want to find your group of people that you really do fit in with and that have said, hey, your skills are amazing. You're incredible. Let me help you figure out when you're really upset how to handle that, or when you're really happy, you know, or when you feel frustrated by the world. Trust me, I feel the same way. You need someone to help guide you along. I mean, that's an essential piece of the puzzle.
Yes. And it seems to me, just from my own observation, that these kids aren't great at pretending. They have great imaginations, great at being playful, but when it comes to pretending that you are happy when you're sad, pretending that something is true when it's not true, they're not great at that, and so it can be hard to cope unless you've got that supportive structure.
Yeah, I mean, I would say it differently, but you're saying it perfect. What I would say is that, you know, decades and decades and generations ago, children were more programmable, meaning like if their parents said, go to your room, you're going to get in trouble. We'd go to our room. But kids nowadays, you say go to their room, and if they don't want to, they're like, I'm not going to my room. You know, they just can't be scared into doing something. So they were very clear about when they're upset, they'll tell you. When they are happy, they'll tell you. They really need to express their emotions, which is why we need to help them figure out how to express them in healthy ways. It doesn't mean don't be sad or don't get angry or don't be frustrated. Certainly, we all get frustrated sometimes, but it's how we teach them to manage it, whether it's deep breaths or it's exercise or it's prayer or it's a combination of a lot of different things. But you can begin teaching kids from the get-go. I mean, from 2 or 3 years old, kids learn how to, you know, do prayers or deep breaths or put music in the room or jump on a trampoline. Ways that they can let their energy out is really important.
And when it comes to the parenting situation where a fictional parent, we'll call her me, is looking at her fictional 10-year-old son, who we'll call my 10-year-old son, and I say go to bed, and he says, no, I'm not going to, and we have that moment where our eyes lock and the battle is on, what is the right way to handle that when there is that refusal? Because yelling's not going to work.
Right.
Right. What's the right way? How can we shift this to more of a partnership?
Right. That's exactly right. I mean, every child in every situation and context is different. So it's not like I have a magic wand. But I mean, how I would handle that would be like, okay, well, tell me what's going on. What do you need? Usually when a child is upset or refusing to do something, something's going on with them. Do you know what I mean? There's something underneath that. You know, is there something that you need now? Are you frustrated? I mean, are we not on the same page that school's going to happen bright and early tomorrow? You know, like what's really going on? So, you know, and ask for their help. You know, there's certain times where we have to say, listen, you know, we're both going to get up early. I'm taking you to school and, you know, I need my rest and you need your rest. Is there something that, you know, we still need to talk about tonight? Are you upset? I mean, I'm okay with negotiation too. Like, you know, how about 10 more minutes and then can you agree? Like it's done for the evening. You know, I mean, I think those are healthy ways to do it because kids often just don't want to be forced into things, especially indigo kids. They hate being forced into things. So the more times we can give them a choice, even if we loathe the choice, you know, if we can give them a choice, it's really helpful. And I'm not saying your choice is you can go to sleep or stay up, but, you know, you want to go to bed in 10 minutes or how can we make this work? Because I'm clearly the mom and you're clearly the son and we both got to get up in the morning and I'm not a morning person or whatever the truth is about the situation.
I'm hearing you say that same kind of flexibility or openness, that energy of not jumping right to conflict or resistance that is true of everything in the spiritual path, mm-hmm. is also true in the situation that we're talking about.
Absolutely. I mean, because, you know, if someone's saying, no, I don't want to go to bed, I mean, they're saying it because they feel forced. I mean, there's something going on. They're getting triggered in one way. So it's sort of like, okay, well, how can I make this work for you? Because we do both want to be happy. We both want to feel good tomorrow. I mean, we sort of want similar things, but, you know, he just wants to feel good in the process, so to speak. So, and, you know, there are times that, you know, as a parent, you have to say, listen, you got to go to bed in 10 minutes or, you know, you got to work it out somehow. And we don't, it's easier to work on the upfront than on the back end where there's tears or crying or fighting. You know, I mean, it's even though it's more effort, it eventually is better for everyone for harmony in the house.
Yes, absolutely. And harmony in the house is a wonderful thing. Fictionally, fictionally speaking, not from any real life experience at all. But a harmony in the house is a wonderful thing. You are listening to Get Inspired Radio. I'm Karen Hager, sitting in for Sue London. My guest on today's show is Maureen Dawn Healy. You can find out more about Maureen and her work at growinghappykids.com. Her new book is Energetic Keys to Indigo Kids, Your Guide to Raising and Resonating with the New Children. We'll be right back with Maureen after this.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio hosts and motivational speakers Sue London. Thursdays on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Welcome back to Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. I'm Karen Hager, and I'm sitting in for Sue London today. Sue will be back with you next week. My guest on today's show is Maureen Dawn Healy. Her new book is Energetic Keys to Indigo Kids, Your Guide to Raising and Resonating with the New Children. There's a lot of information. There's good stuff waiting for you at growinghappykids.com. growinghappykids.com. You can connect with Maureen, find out more about the book, find out more about her other work as well. Maureen, before the break, we were talking about how some of the characteristics of highly sensitive children and some of the characteristics of indigo kids, who are like the highly sensitive children plus extra sensitivity, extra intuition. These kids have triggers. We were looking at one there, that there's a kind of a resistance, the being told what to do. What are some of the common triggers that you find in your work with these children?
Well, it's interesting. Like, one trigger would be, you know, just a perception of unfairness. So, for example, I worked with someone and, you know, she didn't know what was going on. The mom was just had two bowls of cereal. She was putting Cheerios in both bowls, but one bowl apparently had more Cheerios. And the indigo, who didn't have as much Cheerios, was just so upset. She felt slighted at a, you know, 7 years old. So she got really upset. So just the perception of unfairness is a trigger. It doesn't mean the adults see the unfairness. It's their perception of unfairness is a trigger. And other triggers would be, you know, just not being able to be, you know, expressive. Another trigger is being rushed, you know, being, you know, that this whole time-based universe on planet Earth is sort of, they're more at home in the timeless realm. So really the transitions need to be super handled well with indigos, because they get real frustrated. And since they have that intense energy, it can go in a direction that's really great or another one quickly. And, you know, if they feel like they aren't being treated equally, that's another huge trigger. They really want to feel like we're all in it together. And they do have the sensitivities of highly sensitive children. So, you know, if they have sensory overload, they're triggered with that too. And there's more, but those are probably the most, you know, the most, I don't want to say popular, but the most prevalent ones.
And when those triggers occur, I mean, as parents, wouldn't it be better to look at those triggers and kind of see them coming and sort of prepare for those ahead of time instead of having to deal with the aftermath? Because at least in my experience, once we flip that switch, it's much more difficult to get things back on an even keel.
Yeah, I mean, my background is psychology, so that's probably one of the reasons why I wrote this book, too, is to really share the mindset of the indigo child. Because when you can, when you can understand where they're coming from, then you don't certainly, I don't even know what the right words are, but that you can understand them better and that you can help them. You know, you can see triggers before they come, or if they do get triggered, and that's eventually going to happen because it's sort of unintentional, go into something, you can help them manage it better.
Yes. Well, I know you said that there was a story from the book that you wanted to share around this topic of triggers. Will you tell me stories from your book?
Sure. Yeah, no, I'll read a quick story just because it's a perfect example of how a child who has that indigo energy, how they've gotten triggered. And it's a real story, but the name has changed, just so you know. Okay, here we go. One of my first Los Angeles child clients was a five-year-old named Jamal. His mom, Lisa, contacted me because she discovered Jamal was actually highly sensitive. One instance stood out for her. Jamal was attending a private kindergarten in Los Angeles, and he was the only African-American in his grade. One school project was to bring in a baby photo and post it on the wall, where all the kids got to guess who's who. Jamal knew this wasn't going to work out for him. Jamal is very observant and aware of life, including his ethnicity, and this was an unfair game. He's told his teachers, Mrs. Smith, his main teacher, said she would work on making it fair. So she printed out other famous photos of African-Americans and decided to add them to the game. On the day of the game, all Jamal's peers picked him out first out of everyone, and he got really upset. He began crying and left the classroom and refused to return. He said, "Mom, tell everyone it's not fair, and that's why I'm so upset." Jamal was clear from the beginning he disliked the game. He felt unheard, had a sense that it wasn't going to work for him. His teacher, from her older perspective, couldn't really understand how to create an effective solution. Ultimately, Jamal got triggered by the unfairness of this situation and couldn't contain his emotions. Indigos as a whole cannot ignore their emotions, but must learn effective outlets for them. Jamal fits the indigo profile to a T, with his high sensitivity, strong emotions, and warrior energy standing up for what he saw as an injustice. He refused to go back into that classroom, and Lisa, his mom, picked him up.
Hmm. Huh. And these children may have a lot of struggles in school like that. It sounds like the teacher did what she could, what she thought was a great idea, to try to make it better, to honor that difference, and to try, and yet it still wasn't enough. It didn't work.
I mean, she did what she thought was right, and this was probably what I would call an old school teacher, because if you really thought about it, I mean, pictures of Barack Obama or Martin Luther King, I mean, they're going to look a lot different than baby pictures today. So,
yeah.
I mean, you just would know. So it sounds like she did what she thought was right, although it just, you know, it didn't fool the kids. They're so smart. So the thing is that, you know, they really, indigos want to be treated fairly. They want to be treated equally. And Jamal just felt like, you know, this is not working out for me. And he didn't feel heard. So that was where that defiant energy, where he walked out of the classroom, he's like, I'm not going back. You know, I mean, they just get so angry and frustrated and intense. So it's sort of helping them manage that intensity.
And thinking about what success looks like for these kids, there are ways in which, if I am the person who's not afraid to speak out and say, this doesn't work for me, if I'm not afraid to say, you're not in integrity and I won't do that, there are ways that that could be a tremendously powerful force in society as the child grows into an adult, as we're wanting to make change in the world.
Well, not only that, I mean, one of the reasons as a collective why a lot of indigos came to Earth is to break down systems that don't work and build ones that do, because they have that intensity, they have that fierceness, they're willing to do it. But certainly we want to help them navigate their way and do it in a way that works for more people, because, you know, there is a need for many systems, whether it's healthcare or education or other things, where we need to, you know, create better systems that really meet our goals in today's consciousness for the children that we have and for the people that we have. And we don't want them just pissing people off, so to speak. We really want them to be able to harness their energy and use it for good.
Absolutely. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Get Inspired Radio. I'm Karen Hager, sitting in for Sue London. My guest is Maureen Dawn Healy. Check out her website, growinghappykids.com. We'll be right back after this.
Well, all right. Star Child, citizens of the universe, recording angels. We have returned to claim the pyramid. Pawn in on the mothership.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio hosts and motivational speakers Sue London. Thursdays on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
The Divine Divas Radio Show with Patricia Iris Cairns and co-host Cheryl Angela is dedicated to being love in action and joy in jumping into the next new paradigms for humanity. Divine Divas Radio is evolutionary, revolutionary, and soul-empowered, sharing insights of hope, love, and joy every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join the Divas and evolutionary visionaries each week as we step into the new era of oneness and peace together. And visit DivineDivasRadio.com.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had. And thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
Welcome back to Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. I'm Karen Hager, and I'm sitting in for Sue for this week's show. Sue will be back with you next week. Now, you know you can always find out what's coming up next on the show by looking up at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com to connect with Sue and her powerful work in the world. Now, my guest on today's show is Maureen Dawn Healy. She is the author of Energetic Keys to Indigo Kids, Your Guide to Raising and Resonating with the New Children. Her website is growinghappykids.com. That's a great place to go for more information about what she is doing in the world. And Maureen, just as we were going to break there, we were talking about how even though these children can be triggered and what some of those triggers are, that they can grow up to be wonderful, powerful, healing voices of truth in the world. One of the things that I like about the book is that there are exercises in here to help the kids and the parents of the kids be aware of the energetic issues around their sensitivities, around these special gifts. Can you share some of the energetic issues that these kids are dealing with and how parents can work with the kids to help balance those?
Sure. For example, indigo kids and a lot of sensitive kids, whether they're indigos or not, tend to, if you know anything about energy centers, they tend to use the upper energy centers. So the energy centers of imagination and creativity and intuition and connecting to all that there is versus having their lower energy centers totally operational too, which is, you know, grounding the planet Earth and focusing on completion. And, you know, for example, I'll work with sensitive kids and sometimes they'll, you know, they'll finish their homework in their mind. They got the question. They got the answers. They just don't feel like it's important to write it on a piece of paper. They don't feel like it's important to hand it to their teacher. So, you know, on planet Earth, it is important to, when you finish your homework, to hand it to your teacher. We know they're super smart. So just the fact that they got in their mind is great, but they have to learn that follow through and be able to, from an energetic perspective, ground their energy here on planet Earth. And also, you know, be imaginative and creative, be able to have balanced energy centers and protected energy, your personal energy field, your aura, to have that be protected. In the book, I talk about shielding yourself, making sure that your energy is yours and no one's taking it. Not that you can't have connections with others, but, you know, from the standpoint of you want to be able to have your energy, you know, be really working for you. And also, so that's energy protection and shielding, and also being able to, you know, have a daily practice of boosting your energy and clearing your energy is important as well.
Now, in your work with children from around the world, there are commonalities. There are ways that we, all of us, no matter where we are, can tap into that calm, tap into that thread that that runs through everything. And one of those is the breath. Can you share a little bit about some of the breathing exercises that you talk about in the book and maybe even give us an example of one if you can, because these are good for grown-ups too, aren't they?
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, I will mention the hot soup breath because we offline you asked about it. You mentioned it. But, you know, one breath that, you know, children, the more that they can, depending upon their age, of course, and stage, but children, the more concrete it is, the more helpful it can be. So most children know about the idea of hot soup, having a hot soup, and the idea that when it's so hot, you want to blow on it to cool it. So the idea of teaching them a breath called the hot soup breath, where, you know, air goes in their nose and then comes out their mouth like they're blowing out a hot soup. You know, I will teach, if we just even do it all together, air in our nose, out our mouth. In our nose and out our mouth. And then one more time. In our nose, blow it out our mouth, we feel calmer immediately. But when I teach kids, I usually say, okay, when you get really upset or frustrated, do 5 of your hot soup breaths, and then you can make a decision. Because we want to help them create a pause between their feelings and acting so that they make smart choices.
It's funny because these kids, at least in my experience, make so many connections so easily, so quickly, much more quickly than at least I, as their old doddering parent, make connections. And yet there is that sometimes that need for extra help making the connection between what we do and what the consequences are, between what the feeling welling up inside us inspires us to do and then why that might not be a good idea, right? So it's a different way of making connection.
Yeah, they certainly learn differently and they express themselves differently. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Now, your last book was Growing Happy Kids. And I'm wondering, I haven't read your first book, so now I have to go, now I have homework, now I'm going to go read Growing Happy Kids. What is the connection between these two books?
That's a great question. Well, Growing Happy Kids is a book about how to develop a deeper sense of confidence, what I call inner confidence, and laying the foundation for a deeper sense of happiness, lasting happiness. So, you know, everyone wants to be happy. That sort of ties everyone together. We just go about it in different ways. And, you know, our children need confidence. Of course, we do as well. But our children need to develop that deeper sense of confidence, inner confidence that comes from knowing that within them they have the power and capability to succeed no matter what, versus outer confidence, which is, you know, like if you kick the soccer ball in the goal, you feel good, or if you get an A in a test, you feel good, but if you get a D, you feel terrible. So something that's based on something more inward. And I go through that in depth in Growing Happy Kids, the book. But I wrote that book first because if you don't have a foundation of deeper strength, resilience, and confidence, it's hard to be happy. It's just really, really hard. And, you know, our kids need that sense of confidence, and especially our sensitive children. I mean, all kids need it, but our sensitive kids really need a sense of resilience because, you know, they are sensitive and they are, you know, when someone says something, it does mean something to them. So the more that they can develop that inner power, the easier their life can be.
And because parents partner, especially with these children, you partner with your children, is my sense from reading the book, it's important for the parents to discover that confidence in themselves as well, it seems to me. Is that right?
Oh, gosh, that's funny you say that, because probably, I don't want to say surprising, but the biggest feedback from Growing Happy Kids, the books I've gotten from parents, is forget my children, this is what I need. So I felt really good about that, because it's true that, you know, we can't really teach what we don't know well. So when we begin to realize it's in our enlightened self-interest to become confident and happy, you know, it's a good thing. We really have to nurture ourselves, take care of ourselves, and spend time on, you know, really being the best of who we can be.
Maureen, do you have a favorite success story from your years of doing this work? Do you have a favorite story of maybe a situation that started out seeming quite like it wasn't working, where everything ended up okay?
I mean, I just have lots of success stories, and I'm not saying that from an ego perspective, but from a perspective of, you know, I think we all have unique gifts and talents, and I'm really able to connect with children. So I love to be able to do that type of work. Just recently, I had a little boy who, you know, he was an indigo child who just, you know, was really scared. And he wasn't able to sleep for nights and nights on. And his mom brought him in to me because she's like, listen, I need your help. And, you know, it turns out that he was afraid the ghosts were going to come up through the bathroom sink, and he refused to go to the bathroom anymore. So, you know, I worked with him. I did some energy healing and some counseling. But within a very short time, one session, he was so much better. So I think it's really having someone that can enter into a sensitive child's world to validate their feelings and give them some guidance, you know, to normalize what they're feeling and to give your wider perspective, I think is so valuable. And it really, you know, your presence can heal a child and help them move forward with more confidence and realize, oh, you know, I can do this life thing. It's not as hard as people think, you know, and it's not as scary.
And part of the way, at least I feel, part of the way that the energy is shifting now is that we are becoming more and more aware that we are not all alone out here, each doing our own thing, that everything is connected, mm-hmm. and that it's okay to ask for help. It's okay to get involved in the community. It's okay to live through those connections.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I mean, I think that you're right. As you know, the energy, as we are having a shift in consciousness, I mean, I think that, you know, we're realizing more and more that we're in it together.
Well, and for these children too, you said that they have a shared mindset. There are things that they share in common, but especially as these are the children, I was watching trick or treaters come up. I live in a neighborhood where we get a ton of trick or treaters, and I was putting candy in all those little hands, mm-hmm. and I was thinking, you know what? These are the future. This is where we're going. I'm putting candy in the hands of the future. I should have bought better candy, probably, but these are the children who are leading the way. These are the kids who make a difference. Our highly sensitive kids, our indigo kids, these are the ones who determine what direction we go in now.
I mean, they certainly, indigos are really our leaders for the future. So I agree with you. I mean, I think that, you know, helping them harness their energy and see their sensitivity as a strength and not just shut it off and develop sort of thick and thin skin and know how to navigate our world, I think that we have I'm an incredible optimist, so I think that there are great things. I mean, I certainly recently just read that article about that 16-year-old child who, you know, helped find a part of a cure for some type of pancreatic cancer. I mean, amazing things can happen when we connect really smart kids with their passion and their skills. I mean, there's no reason for us to hold them back.
Yes. This is great stuff. Maureen, can you let people know how they can connect with you, how they can work with you?
Sure. Well, my website is growinghappykids.com. My email is contactus@growinghappykids.com. And I work on phone and Skype sessions or in person in California. And, this is the type of work I absolutely adore doing. And whether it's for one consultation or a regular ongoing basis, I'm, you know, always happy to help.
Oh, my goodness. Maureen, thank you so much for being on the show today. I appreciate you taking the time to share this message, to share your insight. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
That was Maureen Dawn Healy. Her new book is Energetic Keys to Indigo Kids, Your Guide to Raising and Resonating with the New Children. You can find out more about Maureen and her work at growinghappykids.com. And if you're interested in connecting with me, you can hear me twice weekly on Out of the Fog. That is heard on the Transformation Talk Radio Network and the mighty WBLQ on Wednesdays. You can also hear us live with a new show on Tuesdays on the Empower Radio Network. You can also find me on iHeartRadio and on, I don't know, Stitcher, and I'm on iTunes, and it's kind of hard to avoid me once you've discovered me. So you can find out more about me at KarenHager.com. That is KarenHager.com. Thank you for listening to Get Inspired Radio today. Thank you for listening. I believe that when we connect in this way, we are spreading a little more light in the world, and a little more light is always a good thing. Until next time, I'm wishing you peace.
You've been listening to Get Inspired with Sue London. If you have missed any part of this program or would like to find out more about Sue London and how to get inspired, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in to Get Inspired every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guests to help you create the life you desire.
Get Inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had, and thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers, Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, Seven Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the seven gifts to unlock your miracle to expand awareness and help me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
You know, each day I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia offers us in order to find our highest purpose. It offers that daily. I am held accountable for my goals to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, and I even wrote my first chapter after only 5 days of this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free seven gifts to unlock your miracle or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia. Call 978-302-0861.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit BiteBackForACure.org.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive Talk Radio is the new craze. Learn to live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now. Our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host at TransformationTalkRadio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.